13 hours, 15 minutes till kickoff in Seattle for the NFL season, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We will talk about it with Brian Hoyer coming up at 8:20 this morning. And I out of the blue yesterday, I heard from our guy Ninkovich, and he asked if he can come in and talk football all day tomorrow morning. I said, absolutely. I don't think we have anything to pay him, but I said maybe we'll give him a bagel or something like that.
As best you get him a pop up, them joints is good.
Get him a cider donut or something like that because it is the season. Can we open the window world, the Boston weather window for Curtis before we get the rest of the leads in this morning? Okay, Curtis, what do we got today?
Hi, Greg. It is currently 60 degrees in Boston. Feels like football afternoon high of 79. And in Seattle, going to be about 68 degrees at kickoff. No precipitation at Lumen Field for the 12s as they raise the banner against the Patriots tonight.
Okay. Window World of Boston is a one-stop shop for everything exterior for your home. That includes windows, doors, siding, a new roof. Check them out at windowworldofboston.com. And obviously they will be celebrating Lubed Up and Loud in Seattle this evening. And Ty Law on this show yesterday said it was a legit thing that it is difficult to play football there.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very difficult stadium to play in.
Loudest one I've ever played in.
Yeah. Louder than Arrowhead. People always say Arrowhead is loud as well.
Well, I've never played in Arrowhead, but it's the loudest stadium that I've ever played in. The way it's built, it's like built straight up and over top of you.
They call it the NFL McGurk Stadium, just like UMass. I think it's almost as loud.
I believe in the latest player poll, they had it ranked number two when it came to most difficult places to play. So we'll see how the Patriots can do this evening. In the meantime, couple leads left. Hello, Wiggy.
Hello and good morning. So tonight is huge for Drake May. The pressure is always on Drake May when it comes to him going out there and performing well to put this team on his back and show that they can win football games and ultimately get to the postseason and hopefully have a long run and get to winning a Super Bowl. But the pressure is even bigger, in my opinion, for Drake May this season because of the money. And when you start to look at the money situation, and he had, and I know he's looking at it because every player looks at it, and he starts to look at C.J. Stroud turned down money and said, you know what, I'm going to bet on myself. Caleb Williams is a guy that's going to be coming up for it. We just saw Baker Mayfield sign a new contract that pays him about $55 million a season. Drake May knows how important this season is for him when it comes to the money that he potentially could make and set records for, or at least be one of the highest paid guys in the National Football League. So the pressure of winning, but also the pressure of that, I think is massive on a player. And I think Drake May has the ability to be able to handle that. But this season, I will not just be looking at what he does for his team. Every game that he plays well, and Shime is going to love this, it's you just adding more and more dollar signs to that price tag. Fat Joe said it best. Yesterday's price, today's price is not yesterday's price. You know?
Which way did Fat Joe say
Fat
it?
Fat Joe said
the original way or the way you were trying to
he said the original way.
Has he tried the GLP-1?
So, you know, Fat Joe said a lot of things here lately. You know, hey, I'm a Fat Joe fan. But when you start to look at where Drake May is, every game, if he plays better, that price tag goes even higher and higher and higher. So the pressure of having those two things on his plate is going to be massive for him this season. And okay, I can't wait to watch every single snap.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to compare this game this evening with the Super Bowl, then he has got to have the time. He didn't have it during the Super Bowl, and he was injured.
Right.
So I am expecting a completely different player than we saw in the Super Bowl
when it comes
to the quarterback.
Courtney made the point, had a great point. He was like, there's no excuses. You're healthy. Your O-line's healthy. So, and if he does what Shime said, it gets to his number, what would you say, over 250 passing, two touchdowns, he'll be well on his way.
When it comes to Will Campbell, though, do you think that the zero comments about him during preseason is a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing.
You do?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing because now there was nothing about him. Like, you
zero.
Know, like he didn't look like poor at all. So I think that's
as an offensive lineman. If people aren't talking about you, you're doing fine.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Okay, thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
We talk from time to time on the show about the addiction to plastic surgery procedures that exist in this country. I wanted to show you a photo of Clay Matthews and what he looks like now. And if you happen to be watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube.
Come on, man.
I thought this was Tom Brady at first, and I was really scared.
This got to be so AI.
This is no, it's not. No, I checked 10 times, Wiggy, and it is not AI. And it's clear that he is overlooks maxed or whatever the term is. The chin, the chin must arrive at a location an hour before Clay Matthews gets there. How does he? What has he done to himself?
I don't. It's real.
It's really bad. It's really bad. To me, it's giving steroid use, and it's also giving chin filler.
Yes,
and cheek filler.
I mean, he has extended his bottom cheekbones way farther than any human being ought to ever extend them. I mean,
kind of scary, though. Like, something's not right.
And by the way, like, people in the Twitch chat are like, Greg, that's AI. It is not AI.
Wow.
I have verified it 100 times.
I think they are fake. Reader notes on Twitter, these photos are fake and do not depict Clay Matthews. Recent verified photos and media appearances from August 2026 show Matthews looking normal with no such changes.
He looks like Maniac.
TMZ has it.
Yeah.
I know. The reader note is below the TMZ article.
Right. But why would TMZ publish fake photos?
I don't know.
I don't.
He is jacked up. I tell you, looks. If you ever seen the movie Maniac Cop, he looks like the Maniac Cop killer with the face. That I'm like, wait, what's the cartoon? What's the one with Sam Jackson, the superhero one with the lead guy at the big face?
All right. Well, I feel much better if it is indeed fake.
I'm reading an article that says TMZ dropped an AI generated photo of Clay Matthews looking very different, and plastic surgery rumors took off within hours. The photo turned out to be fake.
But how could they still have the photos up at TMZ? Wouldn't
Correct.
They be sued?
That's what Curtis and I are both on the same page on this.
I thought it was Greg's caps at first. Holy cow.
His caps do look fantastic.
I mean,
now it's saying the photos were apparently part of a paid promotional campaign. What?
And he gears up for his first Netflix NFL broadcast.
What?
But
what would promote this? He looks like he's like a donkey.
Oh, there. 781 texter says it's part of a film, a movie that he stars in coming up. And TMZ participated in the promotion thereof with the fake photos.
Yeah, because Clay Matthews apparently like replied to the
oh, he looks nothing like this, Greg.
This is Giga Clay.
Okay, thank God.
Eric Shun. All right. Let me go to my alternate lead.
He looks like the, this is going to go way over you guys' heads. No offense. Maybe Courtney will get this. He looks like the handsome Squidward meme for those out there who know that. Yeah, yeah.
Shun, you know what?
Just like that.
Shun, I was thinking like he looks like the main character from The Incredibles, the superhero. Did you ever see the animated show?
Yeah, that guy's a little heftier, but yeah, I got you.
The face I'm talking about.
He looks like the Prince in Shrek.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that stinks. I was thinking of having that done to my chins.
No.
I wanted to get. I want to go in and ask about the chin extension surgery.
A lot of people do that, though. Chin implants.
Oh, do they?
Do they really?
Oh, yeah.
Chin plants.
That would seem like the last thing that you'd want to get. Well, I guess if you don't have the definition.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, I'm dealing with it. I'm dealing with a definition issue in that whole bottom portion of my face.
They call that the Jay Leno.
If you just do a little filler, you wouldn't notice it, but it would extend your jawline quite nicely.
Okay.
Right. Clay Matthews.
I can't decide if I feel good or bad about that not being accurate.
And honestly, shame on TMZ. Like, we've got an elderly man in this studio.
Yeah,
and
right.
It's terrible to do to that.
Yeah, you're
it's
right.
terrible to do to
you're
the elderly
right.
that you post it. I mean, I'm 34 and this would have gotten me.
Yeah, well, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I had to actually do like hardcore research over here. It was fake.
It's terrible.
Yes. Okay. We are going to get to They Said It in exactly 2 minutes on today's Greg Hill Show.